oggi.
There is more special English to come. First, a science report. Then the American history program, The Making of a Nation. We tell about the American reaction to people from foreign countries who came to the United States after 1880. Remember, internet users can get schedules, scripts of features, and the special English wordbook at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Phil White with the VOA Special English Science Report. Scientists say there has been a severe decrease in the amount of water in Lake Chad in northern Africa in the last 30 years. They report that nature and humans share equal blame for this loss. In 1963, the freshwater lake covered 25,000 square kilometers. Now, the lake is only about 5% of that size. It measures only about 1,300 square kilometers in the dry season. Four nations surround Lake Chad. People in Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Cameroon use it for water, fish, and plant life. Michael Coe and Jonathan Foley are water experts at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. They reported about Lake Chad in the Journal of Geophysical Research. They say the area has suffered from a lack of heavy rain for more than 30 years. This has forced people to build systems to carry water to dry land. These irrigation systems further decrease the lake. Mr. Coe says Lake Chad will be only a small body of water in the future. He says people still can get water from the lake to drink and for crops. But he says the lake will no longer provide a healthy environment for fish and plant life. The researchers used a computer to study what caused the water loss. Their computer study estimated the climate and the amount of water in the area. The estimate started with the early 1960s. Then the researchers compared the estimates with the area's recorded climate and water supply for the same period. The computer study showed results similar to the recorded ones for the first 20 years. But there was a big change in the 1980s. At that time, the lake got smaller much faster than the computer research had estimated. The researchers say major irrigation systems were built in the 1980s. The systems took water from two rivers that flow into Lake Chad. The Shari and Logone rivers carry most of the water that enters the lake. The study showed the increased irrigation reduced the flow in the two rivers. Climate changes also were responsible for the reduction. Today, the flow of the two rivers has been reduced by almost 75%. Scientists say the problem is expected to worsen in the coming years as the population and demand for water continue to increase. This VOA Special English Science Report was written by Geraldine Watson. This is Bill White.